It's Dick Toledo, and you found the resting place for all HMS podcasting. 98KUPD.com, right within the 98KUPD app, and at podcastone.com. So thanks for enjoying the podcasting content, and today it's brought to you by our friends at Chapman Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Check out their hundreds of new and used inventory at ChapmanDodge.com, because, you know, in the middle of a pandemic, the thing a lot of us really want to do is get away, far away, to where all the people are not. And I know personally, working with a Jeep lover for 20 years, that the one thing that can get you there, the off-road machine, a Jeep. And at Chapman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, you can save big on the rolling definition of go big or go home during Jeep Adventure Days happening now. Visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 in Indian School, or simply do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more and enjoy today's podcasting content.
You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D.
Just telling the boys that story about my weekend up there and Saturday. I don't know if this is real or not, but maybe the owner of the place I stayed is listening. But I couldn't sleep Friday night going into Saturday. And then again, Saturday going into Sunday after Saturday's dilemma with the flat tire and stuff. So, I do what all men do when you can't sleep.
The hand release, relax.
Yeah, you don't want to disturb the family. You go into another room and you unload the poisons, you know? So I did that.
The anti-sleep toxins.
In the VRBO, and I thought, I'll release the kryptonite, my body will shut down. Nope. So I had to do it again. After three tugs Friday, I finally caught a couple hours. And did it again Saturday. And so I was telling Megan, I'm like, I had to jerk off a lot this weekend.
Did you wipe it off on the towels or what in the VRBO?
Like, no, I just used a shirt that I wasn't going to wear all weekend.
That's disgusting.
No, I just took a laundry hamper of clothes I don't pack. I just stuffed it in the car.
It was a clean hamper.
Right, it was a deluxe hobo bag. Exactly, it was a clean hamper.
It was the clean hamper, not the dirty hamper.
Right, and then by the end of the weekend, it's the dirty hamper because all the clothes I had. And so it worked out. It doubled up. But the one shirt I was using, I just said, well, this will be just my jerk shirt. So I threw it back in there. So on the way back yesterday, we reviewed the VRBO. 5 stars all the way across. Loved every second of the place we got. And I'm not a VRBO guy.
Yeah.
I don't trust.
Great beat off location.
And here's the reason why. Because of me. Because of guys like me. Tossing off. But then I was there and I'm like, I wouldn't do this. And this is a good spot because it's better than the Sholo hotels, which I don't even know what's going
Black
on.
Black light that up.
So we get reviewed immediately after. And for cleanliness, we get 4 out of 5 stars. And Megan goes,
we only got 4 out of 5 stars on the review for cleanliness because you were beaten off all over the sheets.
I'm like, that's not at all 1 star removal. I'm like, you would only drop 1 star if that was it. If you're the owner of this place, you're like, well, they beat off all over everything. 1 star demerit. No, you would just give them 0 if I left my seed all over the building.
That stalagmite was not hanging there before. Yeah.
This ceiling is covered. He spunked everywhere. 4 stars. No, that's
left
a 2-star
Left some kind
review.
Of starch on the sheets.
Right. He evidently was trying to make biscuits in here, and he just stopped in the middle. No, that is not why we got a 4-star. My shirt.
Now you got to be curious. Why did we get 4?
Well, I have to thank the folks from Old Soul Lumber. My buddy Rick works there, and he got me a bunch of T-shirts, and that was the recipient of my entire baby.
So you starched your shirt.
I starched that shirt.
Right. Now, do you remember that shirt so you don't wear it again?
I remembered.
Or do you just wash it and don't care?
Not only am I remembering it, it's going to preschool today. It came to life.
Walked out.
Wandered out. Hey, I'll drive for a little bit. It helped me change the tire. I could have used it as a high lift.
It's pumping gas right now.
I tried to use it as a high lift. It was so
Johnny
stiff.
Jr.
Yeah, so it's but I am curious if that's a 1-star. You would give 0 stars if you came in and there was just beat off all over the house.
Yeah, other than the semen everywhere, yeah. 4 out of 5 stars. Were,
you'd be receiving a call and cleaning your deposit would be fine for depositing.
It was a spare room, and I just... I mean, there's probably stuff in there, but
just spraying all over.
That's the point of renting your place to people. But I was
4 out of 5. That's okay. He was in the seed room. We like to call that one.
Yeah, if you'd have been in the living room or something, it'd have been 2 stars.
Yeah. Why is the DVD remote cocooned? Why do you have a DVD player? What year is it up there? Anyway.
The shag carpet's all crusty.
4 out of 5. There was no shag carpet. My God. I made shag carpet on the tile. So, anyway, 4 out of 5 stars. So, if you ever have me rent your VRBO, just know I use a T-shirt. I'm not an animal.
Just have it in the guest bedroom. Just get the bundle of Costco rags or whatever for the guest.
Just one of those, like, those shop towels.
If you must.
Stack of
here's
jack
your
rags.
Shop towels.
Stack of shop towel jack rags. 4 out of 5 stars. She assumed it's because I just was all over. It's on the couch.
It's on a separate stand.
You jerked off all over everything.
No, I didn't. That's an exaggeration. Just most things. Anyway, it's time now for the entertainment drill. And oh, they've got to be happier than hell to sponsor the entertainment drill after that story. It's my friends at reactdefense.com, the home of Tactical Black, where they can teach you how to get that 5th star in any cleanliness review. The place is spotless, I'll tell you that. And I've never done it there, but they know about.
Oh.
It's a couple times Tony and I get all tangled up in those mounts, and you never know what's going to happen.
The Mile High Club and the plane.
Yeah.
You have to make that bedroom a real bedroom.
That's right. It's the House of Brews bedroom. Yeah. You got to follow through. They will teach you just about every single thing you've ever wanted to know. And boy, you talk about what Joe Biden said about shooting a bad guy in the knee. Go up there for a couple little, they have the seminars about handguns and things like that. Go do one. If your mindset is like, what's wrong with that mentality? Go do it.
They'll
go
teach you how to shoot someone in the knee?
They'll teach you how stupid that is. They'll teach you how stupid saying that is. And you'll realize how stupid saying that was within 2 minutes of going through any training at all. If, in fact, the guys at React Defense said, all right, we're going to try this. We're going to try the shoot him in the knee game here. Play this game. You're now under threat. Somebody's coming at you with a knife. You've got a holstered weapon. Shoot him in the knee. Good luck with that. You're going to get stabbed a lot with that. And they will show you how
stupid.
Dumb.
Stay off the knee. Just shoot the heel.
Just fire it into the feet and they'll start to dancing. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. That is truly one of the stupidest things I've ever heard. And if anybody agrees with it, I highly encourage you to go to reactdefense.com. Although I can tell you right now that if you're one of those people, the minute you walk in the door, Jay's going to sniff you out and kick you out because you're an idiot. And it's just so true. So it's so great. You learn so many things. You realize what dumb sounds like the second you hear it. And you get in great shape. I mean, their training is unbelievable. You get smart with weapons if you want to play the weapons game, hand fighting, or just getting in shape while you work out. They do it all, and they do it better than anyone else. ReactDefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black, and they're helping us out with the KUP deployment as well. So we thank them in advance. Good people doing great stuff. Up in Phoenix at the House of Brews, out in Glendale. They're down in Chandler. They got you surrounded. It's ReactDefense.com. Brady Entertainment.
Former Home Improvement star Zachary Ty Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
Was arrested over the weekend after he allegedly strangled his girlfriend during an argument. He just split from his wife of 13 years a few weeks ago.
Now he's strangling women?
Yeah.
Jeez. That was quick.
She,
usually you can't strangle a woman after a breakup for months, right? You have to strangle a woman after about 3 months after a break. You get 90 days.
Yeah, you
can't just start
statute of limitations?
Well, you're still probably in the middle of the divorce stuff. That really doesn't bode well for what you're trying to do with your wife, unless it was finalized 3 months ago.
Right.
Yeah, that's not good.
He was drunk.
That's probably why it's not all good.
Tim Tebow suggested that social media platforms replace like buttons with respect buttons.
Aw. Is your shirt supposed to be offending me?
No.
It is.
Yeah, that's from the borderline.
Warren Zevon's Werewolves of London. That was the Chinese place that he went to get
It is?
Beef chow mein.
Li Ho
Fook.
Is that okay to say?
Yeah, I don't think so.
It's not like...
And Warren Zevon, that's a deep cut, Brady.
Yeah, that is deep.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
Werewolves of London?
Yeah, because he chowed on a big beef.
Yeah, he did have a lot of eating.
Did you buy that shirt online? You find your shirts online a lot, right, Brady?
No, I got this one at the Gap.
NoveltyTees.com.
Oh, yeah, it was online. This would have been interesting. George Clooney and Paul Newman almost starred together in The Notebook.
That would have been different.
Clooney got together with Newman and said, oh, yeah, cool. I've always wanted to do something with you. Let's do this. Then he started watching some Paul Newman films. He's like, I can't play this guy. He's way too handsome.
Right. So he was the younger version of Paul Newman.
Yep. Oh, I thought it was. Yeah, they were dating each other in the Notebook.
Yeah, no.
One of them had Alzheimer's and the other one was trying to win him back.
Sorry, I should have clarified that.
It's Brokeback Notebook.
We'll end it on this one. A lot of people think there's an anti-mask message in the new Five Finger Death Punch video, Living the Dream. But Zoltan says it's not true.
When Zoltan speaks,
people the sky listen. Opens.
He opens the sky. Zoltan opened the sky with truth. When Zoltan speaks, people listen. He's the H&R Block of information.
Happy birthday, Evander Holyfield, 58.
Evander's birthday?
Yeah.
What we could have done with that, but are no longer allowed to do. Ever again. I don't think you can listen to it anymore.
Happy birthday, champ.
That's right. We used to get him some burritos for his birthday and just send him on over. We're all done. You guys have yourselves a fantastic Monday. We'll see you right here in the Morning Sickness tomorrow. So long.
You guys partake?
I'll partake. 98. Hit me.
98. K-U-P-D. You need a ride, but you don't want just any ride. You want your ride. Not just something that'll get you from here to there. Something that says, here I am. And it's not enough just to buy your new ride either. No, you need to be able to buy it your way. At Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we got you. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.